Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, would you read it with me? No ifs, ands, or buts. Based on our gospel reading, let me read that to you just one more time, selected verses. And they divided his garments and they cast lots. And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers sneered and said, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Inscription was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, this is the King of the Jews. Then one of the criminals, crucified beside him, said, if you are the Christ, save yourself and us. I encourage you to open up your worship folder and find there the sermon outline as we consider our theme, if, no ifs, or ands, or buts. Not much of a king, was he, this Jesus? His throne room didn't exactly come with a great view. It was on a cruddy little hill looking over the city garbage dump of Jerusalem. His throne was nothing more than a rough-hewn set of timbers fashioned into the form of an instrument of execution called a cross. That was his throne. Oh, and he wore a crown, make no mistake about it. But the crown was of cruel, flesh-piercing thorns. This King of Jesus in our text is referred to by many people as the King of Ifs. The religious leaders scoffed at him. Verse 35 says, he saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah, the chosen one of God. The soldiers offering him mocked sour wine mocked him, bellowing, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And one of the criminals, who deserved the punishment for his crimes committed, turned to Jesus, the innocent one, and ranted at him, if you really are the King, then save yourselves and us. If. The first if we encounter in the text is the one stated by the tormented and tormenting religious authorities. There was acid in their voices, ridicule upon their lips. These guardians of God's word had failed to apply to their own personal lives the clear words of Old Testament scripture about the suffering, sin-bearing Messiah. They had fallen to the trap of using God's word professionally, but not applying it to their own lives personally. By the way, a trap that church leaders can fall into today. The second if comes from the mocking soldiers. Now, in their defense, I suppose it's necessary to recognize that when you're commanded by your superior officers to go on execution detail, and it's your job as a junior soldier to drive nails through people's hands and feet and to kill them day after day on execution detail, perhaps you find a way to buttress yourself against the pain and the blood and the guilt. As each of these soldiers personally saw, touched, and smelled the sweat and blood and tears they were causing, they tried to find a way to ignore it, to run away from it, but to no avail. They realized what we too often will realize in our lives regarding our pain, our sorrow, our guilt and regret. In the words of the famous boxer Joe Louis to a hapless opponent, you can run, but you can't hide. And the third if comes from an angry criminal crucified next to Jesus. He likely was a thief or a murderer being killed by the Roman government for his crimes against the state. He was angry at his executioners. He was angry at the world. He was angry at God, and he vented his anger upon Jesus. It's interesting, in the text we find that he was blaming everybody for his situation except himself. We can only imagine our precious Lord Jesus' love for this man as Jesus was dying in the same way he was, except without blaming anyone. Now, who is this Jesus? Today, we're going to consider Jesus as the King of Ifs. This is indeed what we've gathered together on this Christ the King Sunday, this last Sunday of the church year. The King of Ifs is adventing. That is, he's coming. If you have any doubt about that, doubt no more. If you have any doubt about you deserving his love and his forgiveness and his salvation, doubt that no more. You and I don't deserve it. But that's not what God demands of us, to deserve it. We cannot earn his mercy. He only seeks our humble trust. Jesus, the King of Ifs, has come to take all ifs out of our lives and make it a sure thing, as he did for that other thief crucified next to him. Speaking of that other thief, Luke says this in verse 42. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Hanging upon his cross, his own deserved cross, this man saw Jesus as the King of Ifs in a way nobody else that day saw him. It's worded, if not implied, that this man thought, Jesus, if you are the righteous one, and I know that I'm not righteous, you can save me, you can love me, you can forgive me, you will not forget me, the man you hung beside. And in response to this desperate, if only, cry of faith, Jesus now speaks some of the purest and clearest and most wonderful words in all of Holy Scripture. I must confess that these words are probably in my top five of all verses in the entire Bible. Jesus turned to that man and he said to him these words, truly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. Jesus did not say to that sinner, and he does not say to us sinners today, I will remember you if you repent of every one of your law-breaking offenses and bow down in fear and trembling before me. I will remember you if you are in church every Sunday and Bible class twice a week. I will remember you if you have your emotional life, your family life, your work life, all together with no flaws or no problems. I'll remember you if you are the most holy living, hard-working, got your life together believer there is in this world. No, Jesus, the King of Ifs, with one sweet sentence from his lips, puts an end to all ifs and ands or buts. And in effect, he says to that dying thief, and he says to sinners like you and me, I've got you covered. I've got you covered with my shed blood. You are forgiven. You are remembered. You will be with me in paradise. Jesus assured this dying man he'd be with him in paradise. And paradise, my friends, is not just another word for heaven. The idea of paradise indicates a close relationship with a special honor. The original ancient idea of paradise is a private but lavish garden behind a wall. A place where a king would stroll with only his closest friends and give to those friends priceless gifts. Such people were given a new title. They were called a companion of the garden. A companion of paradise. And freely, unconditionally, with no strings attached, Jesus gave this believing criminal in his last breath a blood-bought promise. He would be remembered. He would be forgiven. He would be eternally a companion of the King in paradise. And let me ask you a very personal question. Are you ready? What are the ifs in your life? What are the ifs in your life? If only I could be smarter. If only I could just not doubt. If only I could have a deeper faith. If only I could just perform better as a student, a spouse, a parent, or a grandparent. You fill in the blank. If only I could just somehow turn back the clock in my life and erase the terrible mistakes that I have made in the past. If. But did you hear the words of the text? The scoffing ifs of the religious leaders did not end Jesus' love for them. The mocking if of the crucifying soldiers did not end Jesus' love for them. The doubting and angry ifs of the unbelieving criminal did not end Jesus' love for him. The weak, desperate, if only Jesus' faith of the believing criminal did not put Jesus off or end his love for him. In fact, nowhere in this text, in the midst of all this stuff that was being thrown at our innocent Lord Jesus, nowhere in this text do we read that Jesus condemned any of them. In fact, in verse 34, before any of the ifs were spoken, Jesus said these words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." My friends, he gives each of us this same holy absolution today. In the name of Jesus, and by the power of his shed blood, I declare to any of you who look to him humbly in faith, you are forgiven. I say to you who put your faith in Jesus, you will be with him in paradise. Whatever ifs you have in your life, Jesus, the King of ifs, has mastered them. From the throne of the cross, the King has spoken. And the word if is not even in his vocabulary. In fact, in the vocabulary of God's love for sinners like you and me, there are absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts. Thanks be to God. His love is a sure thing because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.